أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن كنتم مرضى أو على سفر أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط أو لامستم النساء فلم تجدوا ماء فتيمموا سعيدا طيبا فامسحوا بوجوهكم وأيديكم إن الله كان عفوا غفورا. As we read in this ayah that we are reading, Allah Ta'ala is explaining some details about namaz, and that is the taharat, the purity of namaz. Firstly, Allah Ta'ala told, and this ayah was revealed at the time when dhikr was still not made haram, and the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum had a function in which they had consumed dhikr also. Then they made Maghrib namaz, and the Imam Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, instead of reading قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ, I don't worship what you worship, O the kafirs. He left out the la, which means I worship what you worship. The total opposite meaning. And so then this ayat was revealed that when you are in an intoxicant state, then don't make namaz. This was also one of the part of the gradual process of making dhikr haram. The sahaba before Islam, they were very, very addicted to dhikr, and it was not possible to make it haram at one stroke of the pen. So it was done gradually. And when this was made, they loved their namaz also very greatly. And they said, because of dhikr, we can't make namaz. We'll rather give up our dhikr, but we won't stop making namaz. So this was also in the process that how they got rid of the habit of dhikr. Anyway, that was that command at that time. And further, Allah Ta'ala said that so don't make your namaz when you are intoxicated. And also don't make namaz when you are in a state of janabat. You are in need of a ghusl because you had slept with your wife, and now you're in that case also don't make namaz until first you purify yourself. And also even if you are a traveler, then also, and you don't find water, then you can make tayammum. So the laws of tayammum are given now further. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَى or agar tum mareez ho, and not only if you don't find water, but if water is available, but because of your illness you cannot use water, it will increase your illness. In that case, أو عدا سفرين, or you are traveling and in your travels there is no water you have got with you, and it is water is only at a distance of one shari mile, it is further than that. أو جاء أحدكم من الغائط, آیا ہے کوئی شخص میں سے جائے ضرورت سے, or somebody had gone to the toilet for number one or number two. The first that is the حدث أصغر, the smaller impurity. One is حدث أكبر, when you need a ghusl, and the other is when you need wudu. So when you go to the toilet, you don't have to make ghusl, you have to make wudu. So even then, when you go to the toilet and you don't find water, أَوْ لَامَسْتُمُ النِّسَىٰ يَا پَاس كَيْ عَرْتُوْ كَيْ, or you had sexual relations with your wives, and that is حَدَثْ بَيْ أَكْبَرْ, you are in need of a bath. So whether you are in need of ghusl, a bath, or whether you are in need of wudu, whether the bigger janabat is with you or the smaller, فَلَمْ تَجِدُ مَاءً, or na mila tumko pani, and you don't find water, there isn't water there, or there is water but it will cause you, because of your health you cannot use water, it will increase your illness, and you cannot use water. So in all those cases Allah Ta'ala says for hadith akbar and hadith asghar, whether you need wuzu or whether you need a ghusl, a bath, fatayammamu, then make tayammum. then tayammum actually is make the intention of purity. Now you can't use water. Allah has kept another place, a duplicate of it, which you can use in order for water. And that is sa'idan tayyiban. Zameen paaka. Pure, clean soil. Where the ground is clean, not where there is all impurities and that lying on the ground, but where it is clean soil, then use that. And that the details of it are given in the hadith. Yeah, the Quran Sharif mentioned also the method of making tayammum. And that is from sahu bi wujuhikum. Firmalo apne muh ko. Take that sand and rub it on your face. That is, you take your hands, you hit it on the sand, you place it on the sand, and you hit your hands together to remove the excess sand and dust. And then you rub your hands over your face. All that which is necessary to wash when making wuzu, now your hands must reach all that part. The corners of the eye, between the beard and the ear, all those parts which have to be washed, now you must rub it with your hands. And then you make another one hit on the ground, on the sand, and now you remove the extra sand, and then you rub your hand on your arms, including the elbows, from the tips of the fingers right till the elbows, completely everything, the top of it, the bottom of it, including the elbows, both hands, right and left. So that is now your tayammum, and now you are permitted to make namaz. Whether you had met with your wives and you needed a bath, or whether you went to the toilet or you passed wind and you had to take wudu. Now that will be sufficient for that person who doesn't find water, or water is available but his health does not permit him to use water. He can use tayammum. So this command was given here. And all this is based on the basic principle of Allah Ta'ala's very kind nature. Inna Allah kana afuwan ghafura. Beshak Allah hi muaf karne wala, bakhshne wala. Actually, it was only water. But because Allah Ta'ala is oft forgiving and He is most forgiving, Allah Ta'ala is most kind, most merciful. So therefore, Allah gave us a place, a thing in place of the of making, using water, in place of making wuzu and ghusl. When it is not possible for you, this is all because of the great mercy and kindness of Allah Ta'ala. And the reality of the matter is, even when a person makes his namaz, all his ibadat, perfectly as required, it is only by the mercy of Allah that it can be accepted. Because in any case, we cannot be perfect. We try and we have to try to reach perfection. But man will never reach perfection. He was always, there will be a shortfall. And it's only by the mercy of Allah that it will be accepted. So yeah, the details of that is given. And there are various reviews. Like for example, that La taqrabu salah, do not go near namaz also. Some ulama of the opinion, it means that don't go to the masjid. It's not permissible when you are in a napak state to even enter the masjid. Make your tayammum first if you haven't got water, or water causes you harm. Otherwise, you cannot even go to the masjid. And for both, for ghusl and wudu, tayammum is sufficient. And this is also one of the special favors Allah had bestowed this ummah was by the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you can make your namaz anywhere. Previous ummahs had to make their namazes in their masjids, in their places of worship. We also have to make our namazes in the masjid, but if we are traveling or something, we are permitted to make our namaz anywhere. Just make sure the place is parked and we are facing Qibla, and we can make namaz anywhere. Also for this ummah, Allah had granted the great easiness of making tayammum when you are not in a position to make wudu. So therefore, that also is the great mercies of Allah upon this ummah. May Allah Ta'ala let us appreciate our deen and all the concessions which are given. We should also be very, very thankful to Allah, use those concessions, and but all of that to come closer to Allah Ta'ala all the time. So a person can come closer to Allah even if he needed a bath. and he can't use water, so he's not taking a bath. Allah made it possible, just make tayammum and you can still come close to me. And I will make you my close friend. Even for years, if you have to carry on making tayammum, your health does not permit. And if for years you can carry on making tayammum, all your ibadat will be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq to learn and appreciate our deen, practice it and propagate it.